What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Friday, October 9th, 2020. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on here. Of course, in hour number two, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us with her unique perspective on the world. And we've got Mike currently in the control room, but Ken's going to be stepping in about half an hour, probably in time to start taking phone calls when we run out of news here. Big news right now, of course, is Hurricane Delta. It has been downgraded from a Category 3 to a Category 2 storm, but it is expected to come on shore here a little later this evening. And the big problem is that the damage from Hurricane Laura has not really been repaired. So even though Delta is a lot weaker than Laura was, it's going to be dealing with buildings that are already cracked and broken and debris on the ground that's not locked down. And so we could actually see a lot more damage from this one. FEMA has already activated a whole bunch of units to go down there and be on standby to deal with this. But those poor people, they've had six of these storms here this year. And I'm sure a lot of them are wondering, why did I move down here? It's a beautiful part of the country here, and I have fond memories of New Orleans itself. It's a nasty storm, and they're figuring, you know, the surge is going to be somewhere between 7 and 11 feet along the coastline. That is a surge severe enough to result in injury and death. So, you know, if you're in that part of the country, please be very careful. Right now, they're saying that in the eye of the storm, winds are gusting to 115 miles an hour. So even though it's a Cat 2, it's still a serious, serious piece of weather that you need to deal with. All right, let's get on over to Donald Trump and his health update. According to the White House doctor, Donald Trump will be able to go on out in public and engage in campaign activity starting tomorrow. And he's already scheduled a law and order event at the White House for tomorrow. So he's basically coming on out. We still don't have any word if there's a negative test for COVID on the president. But he keeps reporting out there that he's doing really well. And, of course, to all those people out on social media who were wishing that he was going to dead, all we can say is, neener, neener, neener. Because, social media, the liberals on social media and the corporate media, you know, they were actually happy when Trump caught COVID-19. And then he got better and they went, we thought we had him this time here. All righty, now, Deadline has apologized. They apparently published a draft story claiming Vice President Pence has coronavirus. And this was based on the fact that during the VP debate, when he wasn't dodging the fly, people noticed there was a red spot on one eye, which is not one of the COVID symptoms I have to mention. But basically, the doctors are saying he just burst a blood vessel in the eye. It happens to all of us. It's happened to me. And it's no big deal. And it's not coronavirus. So this online entertainment news site issued an apology after publishing the story, which went wild all over social media. And everybody was saying, well, you know, if Trump has COVID and Pence has COVID, then it's time for President Pelosi here. Okay, so the Trump campaign is out there saying the presidential debate schedule should go back to normal. After the Commission on Presidential Debates announced it was going to go virtual for the second event, due to President Trump's doctor writing that Trump should be clear to return to normal activities on Saturday, 10 days after his COVID diagnosis. And a lot of people think the Presidential Debate Commission is going virtual to give an advantage to Joe Biden. And that's why Donald Trump isn't going to show up if it's virtual. Joe Biden said he would show up. Then he changed his mind and said he's going to hold a rally instead. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. There's also speculation that the second debate may get moved to October 22nd. Now, we posted a video to whatreallyhappened.com. It's a YouTube video in which Joe Biden admits to getting the Ukrainian prosecutor who was investigating Hunter Biden fired. So that's a video that needs to go viral. Because, you know, there's literally a war going on between those of us who want to expose political corruption and those who think political corruption is perfectly acceptable so long as the politician in question supports their view of the world here. Now, remember that first presidential debate where they were talking about this town hall undecided audience here actually turned out to be Biden supporters and Biden campaign workers. And so they were loading up the audience, which is why the after debate polls came out in favor of Biden. There were Biden people in the audience to begin with here. Okay, now, Steve Scully, who's a host for C-SPAN, is going to be the moderator of the second debate between Trump and Biden. And apparently on Thursday, he publicly asked avowed anti-Trumper Anthony Scaramucci about whether he should respond to the president, how he should treat the president. It caused a huge outcry on social media because it really underscores the fact that Steve Scully is not objective and fair as a moderator. Scully's latest explanation is somebody hacked his Twitter account and put these messages out to make him look bad, and that just drew more ridicule and abuse from social media. They're not buying that story here. Okay, now Attorney General Bill Barr is out there telling Republican leaders that the Durham report will not be ready by Election Day. Now, last month, Democrats were frothing at the mouth over the investigation conducted by John Durham, with the Democratic chairs of four House committees demanding an emergency investigation into the probe out of fear of an October surprise. Well, it was much ado about nothing. Barr has made it clear they should not expect any further indictments before November 3rd. I don't know who got to Barr. Maybe he's on Jeffrey Epstein's little black book. We don't know. That has yet to be made fully public. Now, the debate over mail-in voting is continuing. There have been all kinds of problems, abandoned ballots found in ditches, all kinds of things like that going on. And looking at this article coming out of Blabber.buzz, Democrats are having second thoughts about mail-in votes. And as more and more of these problems surface, a lot of them are saying they're unhappy they voted by mail and would have preferred to vote in public. Now, Trump has warned, a lot of people have warned many times, the system cannot handle such a mass amount of votes coming through the mail. And Democrats are now worried that the vote by mail push may actually work against them because more Democrats are using the system than Republicans, and it is showing up to be highly flawed. Now, Nancy Pelosi has announced today that she has introduced a bill into the House of Representatives to form a commission to examine the president with the idea of possibly removing him from authority under the 25th Amendment. And she is focusing on Section 4, which involves measures to declare the president's incapacity. Now, Section 4 reads directly, whenever the vice president, that means Pence has to go along with this, and a majority of either the principal officers of the executive departments or of such other body as Congress may by law provide, transmit to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of acting president. Now, the ringer in here is the phrase such other body as Congress may by law provide, and that's what Nancy Pelosi is trying to do by setting up this commission to circumvent the necessity for senior executives within the executive branch to come on board and agree that President Trump, because of the medication that he's on, is unable to function mentally. Now, the president is sick. He's not disabled. And certainly from his public appearances so far, and we'll get more of them tomorrow, it doesn't look like he's mentally incapacitated, certainly not standing next to Joe Biden. But Pelosi is pushing this. Politically, it's a non-starter. They'll never get this through the Senate. But it's about a political statement about the Democrats going to the election saying, well, you know, Trump may not be, capable of being president. You know, there's already talk of 25th Amendment. It's a talking point. Pelosi is manufacturing a talking point to use against President Trump. Now, it gets a little bit weirder out there because over at the New York Times, they're calling literally for United Nations election intervention. And they've got this editorial titled America May Need International Intervention, was written by Peter Beinart, who's also a contributor at The Atlantic, which came up with that bogus story of Trump calling our dead soldiers suckers and losers. And he's also a political commentator for CNN. And the article basically says, distilling it on down, says Biden must follow the Belarus protesters and appeal to the world for help if Trump wins re-election. So Beinart makes the case for foreign election interference under the auspices of the notoriously globalist anti-Trump United Nations, especially the Human Rights Council. Now, the Pope is stepping on in, saying that the new world order needs to happen now with the United Nations in charge. In his latest encyclical letter, Francis issues a plea for the nations of the world to hand their reins of power over to the UN, which Francis says will lead us all into the new world order. Well, I know a little bit about the inner workings of the United Nations. I have some contacts in there. And frankly, if you think the corruption and politicking in Washington, D.C. is bad, they are a kindergarten compared to what goes on over at the United Nations. So I think it's a bad idea. It's definitely a bad idea. I mean, after all, the United Nations can't even rein in their member Israel. Okay, now over at the NBA, the commissioner is saying the league will likely pull Black Lives Matter messaging next year. They've had just this historic ratings plunge, ad revenues are drying up, and they're saying it's time for the moral crusades to go right back out the window. So NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is confirming this week that Black Lives Matter messaging will be pulled from the court and from players' jerseys next year. Now, they're having a meeting with all of the players and saying the league is completely committed to standing for social justice and racial inequality, but it's just not working with the audience. And I was saying this weeks ago. People go to sporting events to see the sporting events, not be lectured at. People go to entertainment to be entertained, not to be lectured at. And as wokeness spreads through professional sports and professional entertainment, and they're looking at their box office and their ratings and their ad revenues, and they're dropping down and everybody's scratching their head saying, what's going on? We're giving the very best propaganda money can buy. Well, people instinctively shy away from propaganda. And I've been to basketball games. I've been to a couple of Lakers games. I'm not a big basketball fan, but I wouldn't want to go if all the players are going to be there kneeling for the national anthem and, you know, talking Black Lives Matter and playing the Black national anthem. That's not what I go to the game for. I want to have fun. I want to eat cheap hot dogs. I mean, they're not cheap to pay for, but you get what I mean. That's what I want to do. All right, so getting more into coronavirus, and for those of you who sent in emails expressing their concern, thank you very much here. Claire and I had our nasal swabs early this morning. We should have our final results no later than next Wednesday. We still have no symptoms whatsoever, and we heard from the person that we supposedly were exposed to COVID-19 from. The first symptoms that she got were the loss of taste and smell, so we're here snacking on flavored waters and potato chips, and as long as we can taste them and smell them, we figure we're okay. But apparently, there is a new study that is showing that COVID-19 has a higher risk of contact transmission person to person because the coronavirus can survive on human skin for 9 hours. And this is why Claire and I were really worried, because the person that exposed us to COVID-19 is Claire's physical therapist. And Claire had a session on the day that the test result came back positive for this person, which involved a lot of skin-to-skin contact between the physical therapist and my lovely wife. So that is why we took this very, very seriously, and we got our test this morning. And, you know, right now our sense is we don't have it. or if we have it, we're totally asymptomatic. But we're self-isolating, and we're not going out of the house. We're not going to the kiddies' sporting events this weekend. Claire's attending church virtually, and the rest of that. We certainly have enough food in the house to last us through. We figure the self-isolation would end a week from today, and so that's what we're aiming at here. Now, over at Bristol University, they have ordered 300 students to self-isolate after 40 coronavirus cases emerged in one hall of residence. And everybody living in the residence must only socialize with those in their living circle from now on. Not exactly sure what that means. Anyway, over in Nevada, and this is important, health officials have ordered nursing homes to stop using the rapid COVID-19 test. And the reason for that is they have found that 60% of the positive results were false. There has been a huge, huge problem with these tests having false positives and false negatives. They're not reliable. Now, over in India, they're introducing a new coronavirus test, and it's named Feluda. They claim it's accurate, and it can return results within an hour. It costs less than $7. And all it is a paper test strip that you just stick in your mouth on your tongue. And it was created using the CRISPR technology to make whatever it is that's on that paper. So good luck, and I hope it works here. Now, a while back, we had a caller call on in saying that they had used one of these photoplethysmographs on their finger to measure their blood oxygen both with and without a mask. And somebody repeated the experiment, and they took it a step further because they took blood oxygen measurements without a mask, with a face mask, and then a Guy Fawkes mask. And what they basically found, they did four 15-minute experiments running up and down the hall with no mask, surgical mask, or a surgical mask plus a Fawkes mask. And they taped their mouth shut to make sure they were breathing through their nose. And the results they came up with, they didn't find any difference between no mask and the surgical mask. But apparently the surgical mask and the Guy Fawkes mask did, in fact, lower their blood oxygen content. So I guess my idea of wearing my Guy Fawkes mask over my surgical mask just for the laughs is probably not a really, really good idea. Okay, turning over to the international news, Armenian forces have reclaimed the tactical initiative in the battle for the Nagorno-Karabakh area, and they conducted counterattacks, taking back positions earlier captured by Azerbaijan on the Jabrail front. And the fighting continues. The troops are performing their tasks brilliantly, you ask, but heavy fighting is continuing. Now, the Armenian president, Sarkisian, has charged Turkey is creating another Syria in the Caucasus by coming on in and interfering with this war on behalf of one side. And he's saying if we don't act now in internationally, stopping Turkey, then everyone will be hit. Now, Armenia has accused Azerbaijan of intentionally bombing a historic cathedral, an historic cathedral, sorry about that, in Karabakh. And the Ministry of Defense has accused Azerbaijan of targeting the historic cathedral of Christ the Savior in Shushi City, which lies in disputed Nagorno-Karabakh on Thursday. And according to the Armenian Ministry of Defense, the Azerbaijani forces bombed the cathedral church after launching several missiles toward the Karabakh region. And the official representative of the ministry, Artsron Hanfanasian, posted on Facebook, "What is the use of dialogue with those who bomb churches?" And for those of you looking at your history, when the decision was being made where to bomb Japan during World War II, including the use of the nuclear weapons, they made a big point of staying away from religiously significant locations, except for that one church at Ground Zero in Hiroshima. We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And welcome back to our show here. And again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. We need the little money to support us so that we can stand up to the big money, which is trying to basically buy the country out from underneath of us. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, I'm going to take a second here to put out a little bit of a request for Rivero's Rangers. YouTube recently changed their interface, and our streaming show used to be automatic every day. And now, the way it seems to be working now, we literally have to schedule each day's YouTube feed every single day ahead of showtime. Now, I'm sure that somewhere in there is still a mechanism for YouTube to pick up our show on a regular schedule and broadcast it, but we can't find it. So if anybody out there is a YouTube expert, please drop me an email, and I'll put you in touch with our tech guru. about trying to figure out an easier way to get this done without having to basically sit there and type all of the stuff in every single day. All righty, getting on back to the international news here. The war in Syria continues. The goal is to liberate Syria from terrorists. This is from Bashar al-Assad, basically saying how Russia's assistance has provided the turning point in the Syrian war, allowing them to crush the terrorists. Now, Russia's military assistance to Syria is in its fifth year, and Sputnik News asked Assad whether after these 5 years he could say the war was over. And Assad said, no, definitely not. As long as you have terrorists occupying some areas of our country and committing different kinds of crimes and assassinations, it's not over. Now, heard that the leadership of Armenia and Azerbaijan, or at least their representatives, are on their way to Moscow to possibly talk peace. Once again, we see Putin as a global statesman rather than the warmongers that seem to populate the capitals of most of the rest of the countries of planet Earth here. Over in France, they have confirmed military involvement in Karabakh after the appeal by NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg was mocked. He basically called on Turkey to use its considerable influence to try and calm tensions. And this was mocked by commentators in the West as well as the Armenian media. Okay. Half of Nagorno-Karabakh's population has now been displaced by the fighting. It is a real war here. Now, there's a video that has come on out supposedly showing Turkey redeploying S-400 missile defense batteries to the Black Sea coast for drills. And basically, the video shows the S-400s moving through the city of Samsun on their way to their destination. They're being put into play here. Over in Kyrgyzstan, unrest is brewing. It's sliding deeper into chaos. Rival opposition factions are making grabs for power, much like the Democrats are doing here in this country. And this happened a day after they stormed government buildings, forcing the prime minister to quit and a parliamentary election to be annulled. I'm hoping we're not going to see violence like that in this country following our election. But to hear some of the rhetoric out there, it's very, very scary. All right. Israel and the United Arab Emirates have drawn up plans to build a rival to Egypt's Suez Canal. Egypt is, not surprisingly, a little bit concerned about this. And basically, warming economic ties between Israel and the UAE have forced a wedge between Abu Dhabi and Cairo amid talk of plans to build a rival canal to the Suez. About 10% of global trade passes through the Suez Canal, the fastest shipping route between Europe and Asia. And of course, Egypt makes quite a bit of money off of the transit fees here. So the Suez Canal is a vital lifeline for the Egyptian economy, with maritime traffic and revenues actually risen in the first 4 months of 2020 before dipping in the second quarter. All right, NATO has increased its warship presence in the Black Sea by 33% compared to 2019. And they're strengthening the presence of warships from non-Black Sea NATO members in the Black Sea. The military bloc is attempting to demonstrate its dominance in the region and send a message to Moscow about who it is who's really influencing things in that part of the world here. Now, Russia has carried out successfully the test launch of a ship-launched hypersonic missile. They did it on Putin's birthday. That's one heck of a candle. Try and blowing that one out. All right, we have got to take a break for commercials. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines for the next half hour. We've got a caller waiting on the line, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go to the phones to Randy in Missouri. Hello, Randy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Well, one of the things is the story about the governor of Michigan and the alleged plot to kidnap her by some militia members.
Yes.
Apparently, this was at a there was a FBI agent that was inside this group, and we don't know if this person was steering them or entrapping them or just reporting on what took place. But I find that the timing of this whole event is very suspicious, since the governor has taken so much flack over her draconian lockdown orders. And just last week, the Supreme Court reversed that those orders and declared them to be unconstitutional. In other words, the governor was wrong, according to the Supreme Court of Michigan. And then all of a sudden, we have this event take place, and now the governor is not blaming her own policy, but blaming the Trump administration for
which is amazing, because most people they've arrested so far are Antifa. They're anti-Trumpers.
Well, that's convenient.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know what to make of it, but it just the timing looks very suspicious.
It does seem like a pitiful bid for sympathy.
And it also extends the whole narrative of militia, white supremacy, that whole narrative gets to be taking place in the media.
So. Yes.
Well, that's all I really needed to say. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch over to Steve in Kentucky. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Been a long time since I've called, but been listening. I just heard you mentioned the Pelosi Commission that she's forming.
Yeah.
And I have just a little bit different take on it. You mentioned that you don't think she'll get it through the Senate.
No.
I don't think she needs to, and here's why. I think that the Democrats have sown so much distrust in the election that they're creating an election which will likely be disputed by both sides.
Yes.
Mainly through these mail-in ballots and other things. If this happens, and it's disputed well enough, the decision for the president will go into the House, and they
yes.
will have a vote in the House alone, which Nancy Pelosi will preside over. I think she's
yes.
confident enough that Biden is going to be made president. This commission, I believe, and it's just my opinion, is to make it easier for the Democrats early next year, after Biden is put in place, to have him declared incompetent so that Kamala Harris can become president.
That's one possibility, definitely, but you need to remember that if the House of Representatives is unable to elect a president, if they deadlock, if there is no clear winner by the constitutionally mandated transition date of January 20th, then Pelosi becomes president if, in fact, the Democrats are still in control of the House of Representatives.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So, and I think that's what she's thinking of.
Anyway, I think that's a little bit different take on what she may be doing, because she's not, well, she's crazy, but she's not stupid. She knows she can't get this through the Senate, unless, of course, early after the elections, early next year, if they were to, by some fluke, gain a majority in both the House and the Senate, then they could do all this. But I think the commission would serve to allow them to conveniently remove Biden for mental incompetence so that they can get Harris in there. That's just my take.
Well, the commission is not going to be a permanent body. It is a one-time-only device, and Pelosi has made it clear that it's specifically addressing whether Donald Trump's mental faculties have been damaged by the medications that he's on. And she's specifically focusing on the fact that one of the medications is a steroid, which does have as side effects altering brain patterns, can trigger anger. They call it roid rage. And but again, Trump certainly does not come across as being mentally incapacitated. So I think Pelosi is grandstanding as always. And I think what she really is aiming at doing is having another talking point to use against the president before November 3rd.
Like she says, she's got a lot of tools, or how'd she put it, arrows in her quiver, I believe.
Yes. Yep.
That's all I have, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in Atlanta. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
No, Mark in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
That's all right. Hey, Mike, listen, you were talking about the oxygen thing before with the COVID. You know, my friend,
yes.
I told you, my friend's got it. He's got the COVID, and he got that. He's the one I told you about. He took it
yes.
Without a mask. He was 97. With the mask, he was 92. Or 91. I'm sorry. He went down to 91.
Mm-hmm.
He caught the COVID over at the prison he works in. I used to work there, where everybody's required to wear a mask for your whole 12-hour shift. So the mask doesn't protect you from anything. It's just a joke. It's a bad joke, and it's a virtue signaling thing, and it's a control law thing that the establishment wants on us. That's all that is. But Mike, I just want to say, if you were in contact with somebody that had it, and even if you know what I would suggest, I'd suggest that anyway to most people. Like I said, masks to me are a bunch of BS. But
yes,
I would suggest vitamin D,
D3. Yep.
I would suggest lots of vitamin C.
Yes.
That's both foods and supplements. I would suggest also zinc. You can get zinc, you can get also, get it as a supplement. You can get a lot
of
zinc.
That prevents it from replicating.
Grass-fed beef, fish, things like that, cheese, and, of course, pumpkin seeds, very high in zinc. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can get these things. And if you have these things, they'll fight the virus, not only the COVID virus, but any other virus that you might have. You know, that's the way the body acts. It needs its defenses. And a mask isn't going to defend. And one more thing about Pelosi and the 25th Amendment. If that witch ever does become president somehow, okay, 25th Amendment should immediately be applied to her, because that woman is completely incompetent and incapable of running this country. The woman does, again, if anything, she's as bad as Biden. She barely knows the planet she's living on anymore. The woman is so cut up, all the plastic surgery she's had on top of it. She looks like something out of a Frankenstein movie, Frankenstein's wife.
Well, you know, that dimple on her chin? Her chin used to be her belly button.
I would be surprised, yeah. So, I mean,
one more facelift and she'll be sporting a Van Dyke.
So they should immediately use the 25th Amendment on her. We're in a bad state, Mike, when we got this type of choices for president. I'll tell you the truth. I mean, we're in really bad shape. I wish things could work out like, you know, the way you have free agents in sports. I wish somehow that we could put a bid in for Vladimir Putin to be our president. We'd have to change the Constitution, but that would be a
wish. Because he's not a natural born citizen.
Yeah, but anyway, but if we could only work it out like that with free agents, like we do for football players, baseball players, basketball, whatever else, that would be a wonderful thing, because we sure aren't getting the people here in this country. That's for sure. We had one person, Tulsi Gabbard. I was looking at her Facebook post today. She's standing up for Assange and for Snowden and for whistleblowers and all that. But the Democrats didn't want anybody like that, because the Democrats, like the Republicans, are basically a deep state party. And what's his name today showed the Bill Barr showed his true nature, that he's only part of the deep state and doesn't want to dig any holes against the deep state by going for by refusing to do any real investigation into the Democrats, you know, for what they did in Russiagate and the attempted coup in this country. Instead, they're interested in picking up some, I believe they're probably more like Antifa people there in Michigan, or whoever they are, anarchists or whatever they are, with this nonsense about that they wanted to kidnap the Whitmer there in
apparently they're saying they wanted to trigger a civil war.
The FBI is an evil organization, needs to be disbanded. I mean, who would want to kidnap Whitmer anyway? I mean, they'd probably be begging in 10 minutes for somebody to take her, you know?
Yes.
She'd drive them crazy. But you're right, this FBI does want to trigger off the civil war. It's an evil organization. It should be disbanded. You talk about disbanding the police or disfunding the police. Well, you want to start with the FBI, because that's the first one. I have more faith in mall cops and the investigative ability of mall cops than I do in the FBI. And that's all I got to say, Mike. You take it easy, right?
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Have a good weekend. We're switching over to Steve in Nevada. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. So this guy dies up in San Francisco. And they put him in a coffin in the back of the hearse. And they're going up this hill. And they almost get to the top. And somehow the back door jimmies open. And out comes this flying coffin. And it goes down the streets through the red lights and all the way to the bottom of the hill. And there's a Walgreens at the bottom. And this coffin goes crashing through the front doors and goes all way back to where the pharmacist is, and the coffin stops, and the lid slowly rises, and this corpse looks up at the pharmacist, and he says, you got anything to stop this coffin? Anyway, I
want that's a groaner. That is a groaner.
Come on, can I get a sympathy smile? Anyway, I wanted to respond to
smiling
the guy.
You can't see it with the mustache and the beard.
So I wanted to respond to this guy from Japan, and I guess this misconception all over the world that you can come to Las Vegas and get a hooker, and it's not true. There's only two or three counties in Nevada that prostitution is legal in, and I live in one of them. I'm about 50 miles north of Vegas. And
yes.
I know he's only half kidding, but he says, talking about, you know, you can, you know, like putting a sack over their head or something, a mask. Well, I live a couple of miles from two brothels, and they've been closed since, like, January, you know. Like half the town is closed. But, yeah, what they do is they'll fly into Vegas, and then they'll get a limo out here. We got the Chicken Ranch and Sherry's Ranch, and they'll get a limo. Yeah, so, that's all I got to say, Mike. Just thought, have a good weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Same to you. We're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to talk about this Whitmer thing.
Yes.
Bitch, Whitmer. That was the Boogaloo Boys. I think that was put together by the FBI. That's nothing
possible.
But to try to disparage the Michigan militia. I know the Michigan militia, and you'd have a hard time fighting anything that they've done violently. It's never happened. But the FBI is trying to get them. Because it's come up in the debates. And Trump just had to say, you know what? The truth is, the militia is in the Constitution. Or Antifa and Black Lives Matter are not. That's what he should have said. That's how you debate. You give the truth and the facts. See? I wish more people would call into your show would give truth and facts. And not their opinion or their jokes. I mean, I think that radio time is precious. We only get an hour with you, you know?
Okay.
So I just want to make sure everybody realizes it's not the Michigan militia. And not to think that anything bad about them. I was involved with them ever since John Stantmiller was in. I used to go to meetings with John. So we're talking 30 years.
Yep.
I know the militia, and they're good people. I could vouch for the fact that they are very good people.
Well, the vast majority of them are, but, you know, the FBI has targeted them because they represent a potentially armed resistance against the transformation of our country from a republic into whatever it is the progressive liberal Democrats want. And there's a long history of the FBI infiltrating these various militias and then setting them up to do something where they can be bashed in the media.
That's right. That's exactly right. We got to stand behind them because we're going to need them.
Yes.
With all this rioting and everything going on, we're going to need them very badly. So that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to back them up and remind people. Don't disparage the Michigan militia. I'm sure John will probably be talking about that later on, too.
He probably will.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to David in Boston. David, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. The train's just taking off. It'll be quiet in a minute here.
I can barely hear you, David.
Oh, yeah, okay. Is that better, Michael?
That's a little better.
Okay, yeah. I just got off a train. The train was just taking off, making a racket. Mike, so you can hear me, huh?
I can hear you now, and you're on the air.
Okay, yeah. Mike, listen, to pick up where I left off yesterday, y'all will recall Yuri Call and Gordon Call. Yuri Call and Gordon Call.
Yes.
Call was a World War II hero. And what this FBI has put the poor Joan Call through was terrible. Yuri never shot anybody, and they've got, locked him up and threw away the key. Now you got Lavoie Finnegan.
Yes.
Just executed.
Okay, David. David, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to bring you back right after the commercial. Then we're going to take one more phone call and close the lines after that for the Lady Claire. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with David in Boston. And David, you were talking about Lavoie Finnegan. So please pick up where you left off.
Now,
David, are you there?
Let's see. Yeah, let me see. Can you hear me, Michael?
I can hear you just barely. It's not a good connection.
I won't be able to hear you very well, but I took it off speaker. Is that better?
Yes, that's definitely better. And I kind of need you to rush because we've got one more phone call after you, and then we've got the Lady Claire.
Oh, okay. Now, listen, there was another man, Maynard C. Campbell, and he wrote,
yes.
He wrote a very powerful booklet about the massacre at Ruby Ridge. And anyways, the FBI and everything surrounded his cabin. They were going to immolate him just because he cut a little bit of deadwood on some federal land, supposedly, they claimed.
Yeah.
And it was very dramatic, Michael. I don't know if you possibly remember it, but Tom Valentine, the radio talk show host from years ago, Tom Valentine, had him live and was trying to talk him down all night. The FBI was going to immolate him, light his cabin on fire, and he wasn't going to surrender. They weren't going to take him alive. He didn't do anything wrong, but they weren't going to take him alive. And anyways, Tom Valentine succeeded talking to him all night to get him to surrender. So he did surrender, and the SOBs put him in a prison where he was stabbed. He was stabbed about 30-something times. They set him up to be stabbed to death in prison. Maynard C. Campbell. Now, Hale Boggs, the Speaker of the House, Michael, very quickly, you know, he was asking J. Edgar Hoover, demanding that J. Edgar Hoover step down, because J. Edgar Hoover was, he knew that J. Edgar Hoover was tapping all the telephone lines of the congressmen.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they offed him in Begich. And very quickly, Michael, I'm going to tell you, I'm disgusted with President Proud Boy. He's saying he's condemning the Ku Klux Klan and he's condemning white supremacists and so on. Michael, half the nation believes that he's a white supremacist. So when he points the finger at white people, accusing us of being white supremacists, he's got three fingers pointing back at himself. He's Exhibit A as a white supremacist. Doesn't that moron realize that? Doesn't he realize that? This is baloney, Michael. Any white person could be accused of being a white supremacist under this crap.
That's exactly
condemned.
Where they're aiming. That's exactly where they're trying to go. All white people are racist. All white people are white supremacists.
And my concluding thought, Michael, I'm looking forward to listening to Lady Claire. Isn't it a funny coincidence, Michael, that this country's going through a color revolution? Now, isn't it very interesting? It just so happens that black people aren't called colored people anymore, that they're called people of color. Everybody except white people are people of color. Isn't it a funny coincidence that all these people of color just happen to arrive when this nation is being plunged into a color revolution?
We have to take a break for station identification. We have Layla waiting on the line for a phone call, to be followed by the lovely Lady Claire. We'll be right back.
Talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.